Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, professor of transformational leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the realization of human potential. And I'm thrilled to be with you today to talk about personal power. That means your power. That means you being you. That's what we're talking about today. And we're talking about network power equals personal power. That's our big idea today. Network power equals personal power. And we're going to be talking about how to do it. It's an opportunity for you to learn, grow, and transform if you'll only stretch yourself to meet new people, to get more contact information. But why is personal power really network power? Why, you know, is there any reason for that? So I'm at the barber's the other day. It's interesting. Barbers are women, too. My barber is a wonderful South Korean woman at One Illinois Plaza. And she was cutting somebody's hair when I came in early. I'd had an appointment near there, and I came in, and I sat and I waited for her, and then as I was taking my sport coat off to get ready for my haircut, she said to the man that was getting out of her chair, "You two should really talk," and looks at me and says, "You're both interesting men." So we start talking, and I ask him questions. And it turns out that he is an attorney. And as an attorney, he specializes in closely held corporations. And he, interestingly, has developed a whole new model. He's been researching for years the best closely held corporations, and he's developed a whole plan of principle-based governance. And if you've done any of our leadership training, you know that principle-based leadership is a key what we do. It's way beyond what Stephen Covey does, because he's more about principally-based, moral, integrous, and that's nice. But we mean principles, basic principles from which everything stems. And so I'm sitting there listening to this man, and I asked him who he was and what he did, and he gets going. Little by little, I understand more and more of it. Turns out that I've been coaching a guy to do his doctoral research on principle-based governance and executive compensation. And so my entire haircut, he and I talked. And it's really this exciting conversation about his model. He doesn't find out much about me. I'm mostly interested in him and one of the people I want to connect him to, who did his doctoral dissertation and that stuff. And so I get his card and I set up a meeting. I have my assistant set up a meeting, a lunch actually for him and me and the other guy I'm introducing him to, who's a total expert and working on exactly the same kind of closely held corporation. So our lunch happens a couple months later. I had actually forgotten who he was until I saw him in the lobby of my club. And then we go up, and he says, "Oh, by the way, I already met the man who I was introducing him to, is Dr. Don Dell. I met Don already." So they had met because Don was being invited to a board of directors for an organization that specialized in closely in membership, not-for-profit company that specialized in supporting closely held businesses. They met, they discovered that they were scheduled to meet each other, and now they're going to be producing papers together and research together, possibly, and God knows what's going to happen out of that. God knows, because I didn't try to get anything out of it, but something will come back. Because your personal power is your capacity to contribute to others, your capacity to help the people around you benefit, to find connection, whether it's a date or a job or the best doctor they have. Personal power means knowledge. Knowledge is power, getting more knowledge about others, helping others have great lives. And so we're talking about the wonders of intentional networking. We call win dates times when you meet someone new, get their contact information, deepen an existing relationship, or connect somebody. We're going to have a seminar tonight on this. We'd love to have you join us. If you will simply contact George at rightliving.com. That's George at rightliving.com, or call the office 312-645-8300 and simply ask for the login and the data you need to get a video transmission of tonight's meeting, where we're going to be going into the wonders of intentional networking. But today we're going to talk about your network, personal power, and you'll learn how to do win dates tonight. But I'm going to answer people's questions. Our first question is from Alicia. He says, how do I start the conversation? What a great question to kick off. Alicia, talk to me and tell me what your thinking is when you ask that question.
Yeah, hi, it's Alicia. Hi, Bob. Well, I'm thinking about, you know, what comes through my mind is, you know, what are my intentions? What am I trying to get out of it? And, you know, fears as well as, you know, what is this person thinking of me, like, why, you know, who am I to approach them and to just, you know, how do I make that starting point to, you know, start the conversation?
Yeah, I love the way you talked about the fears. We call that self-consciousness. I am conscious of myself. And in order for the beginning to happen, it's useful to be conscious of the other. We have a thing we call the host mentality. So wherever you meet them, if you're on the elevator in your apartment building in the morning, you say, wow, it's good to meet you. And you find their name, blah, blah, what unit they're in, blah, blah, blah. Let them know a little bit about you. And then you say, by the way, I'd love to get to know you by what's going to make this a great day for you? So if you could you pull that off?
Yeah, certainly can.
Okay, so the host mentality is you're at a party. You meet somebody, you ask them, how is the party going? That's where you are. That's what you have in common. So the host mentality dictates that you actually ask them how they're doing and what it is that they're looking for. If it's a networking event, what's your ideal connection here? You find out what they're about much faster. But it's about other consciousness. It's about learning about them and what they want. Does that help?
Absolutely.
Good. Thanks very much, Alicia.
Thank you, Bob.
Wow, okay, that's fantastic. Because we have to be able to get into the game to win the game. And the game of network science and personal power through your network, it has to do with being able to do that. I was talking to an enormously successful head of a real estate office, sales office. I went in to talk to him, and his desk was empty, except for a bowl of candy. And his credenza was empty except for a bowl of candy, and he was in a gorgeous office on a corner of Michigan Avenue And it was a prestige event, a place. And there were over 100 real estate agents in the office. And I said, how are you so successful? I don't see anything on your desk. He says, well, my assistant is the most highly paid assistant in any office I know of. And she does all that stuff. I said, oh, and what do you do? He said, I sit here. What do you mean you sit here, I said. He said, well, I sit here. People come in, and they talk to me, and I find out how their life's going, how their business is going, maybe coach them a little bit, and find out that their kid is sick and that they don't know what the doctor to see. And I know lots of people, so I suggest a doctor. And when I said, tell me more. He says, well, I'm in the world. What do you do to bring great agents in? Because that's necessary if you're the head of a real estate office. He says, well, I don't worry about that. I'm not concerned about that because my assistant interviews them. But how do they get to your assistant to interview? He says, well, I'm out in the world. I'm on not-for-profit boards, and I'm around the area. And sooner or later, I get to know most of the real estate agents in the area, and they get to know me, and I get to know what I think of them. And if they're unhappy, they'll talk to me. And if I think they're a good potential for us, I have an interview with my assistant. And if I don't have that kind of affinity with them, I refer them to my competition. I said, whoa, that's amazing. That's amazing. He says, yeah, so I don't work. I just network. I'm with people. It was just amazing to me. And I tried to get other heads of real estate offices to understand it. They couldn't. And they didn't really take our courses in network science. And so over time, we'd love to support you. But remember, personal power is being more you for us. It's not dominating, not controlling, not manipulating. All of our programs, our sales programs, entrepreneurial programs, are based in good, solid science and you learning how to be in the world, out in the world, meeting people, becoming increasingly powerful. Now, our next caller is Patty, and she says, what are some great open-ended questions I could ask someone to really get to know them better than tell me about yourself? Well, so the first thing is, what do you have in common? You heard me talk to Alicia about you're at an event. You say, how's the event going? What brought you here? What's going to make this the most successful event for you? I'd love to and so they'll talk. Then you say, tell me more. Tell me about yourself. That'll work sometimes. Sometimes it won't. So you tell me some more.
Well, just there, that was awesome information. I love networking. I am naturally a people person. I love leaving somebody feeling better than when I first met them, simply just by saying their name a couple times and telling them something about themselves that's positive. But sometimes, Dr. Bob, I will get into a networking situation and unconsciously my scarcity mentality will kick in and I will become that little Patty who's not smart enough or doesn't matter or can't make a difference. But when I'm fully present and conscious, I get filled with so much joy and excitement just connecting people and finding out what they need so that I can think of somebody in my network that can help them.
Well, so without going into your limiting beliefs about yourself, has it occurred to you that when you become self-conscious and you're afraid of you're not smart enough or good enough, has it occurred to you that that's information about them more than you?
No.
Yeah, when I'm speaking French, there are certain people I'm comfortable and I'm good And there are certain people I get stumble over words. I have a hard time speaking. And I finally figured out it's the warm, friendly, affirming ones with whom I can speak easily. The more judgmental they are, the more judgmental I become of myself. So that's data for you about them.
Wow.
This is an uptight person who gets other people to feel their anxiety because they don't know how to be present. Now, it may be that there's actually a power differential, we call it. It may be that you're talking to the CEO of Pepsi, and he's very busy, and you better recognize how important he is, and he's used to having people kiss his fanny, and he's not open to many casual conversations, certainly not unless it leverages his mission with Pepsi or his mission with his family. So you've got to find something in common. If you happen to be with him waiting to see your doctor or waiting for to see an airplane, you can say, you know, I don't know any CEOs of major corporations. Would you mind telling me what the things are that are most troubling to you that on your plate?
Okay.
Now, they'll tell you what they're comfortable telling you. They won't tell you otherwise. So there are times that there are situational reasons they're freezing you out. There are other times it's just because they're not very happy people, and they're not very friendly people, and they don't know how to play, or they're judging you and won't play with you. Mm-hmm. You'll sort it through over time.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, that just totally opened up a whole new awareness for me.
Cool.
Thank you.
Go get them. Wonders of Intentional Networking, Uralis. Go get them. That was German, by the way, folks, for above all. And that was, I first learned that with Deutschland über alles, as a number of older German ex-soldiers were trying to drive me out of a bar in Germany. But that's a whole other story for the future. So our next caller is Claire. She's got a question from online. She's not going to be with us, actually. And she said, when would you want to network and how would it help? You live networking. Your life is more fun meeting people. What's blowing people away with our year of personal power? Energize your life, ignite your world as they stay conscious. There is much more fun to be had with others, and it helps you enjoy your life more, and it takes very little extra time. But you get to know people. You get to know them. You get their contact information. And you network to get happier. You network to expand your value in the world, not just for yourself. Personal power is not selfish power. Personal power is contributing to others. Personal power is really the value that you can create in the world and the influence you can have. And it comes back by other people in the world are more eager to empower you. I had a dear friend whom I coached on his career. I helped him through his divorce. He lived with us for a while, and he used to be very frustrated because he didn't feel that our relationship was in balance because he was benefiting more than I was. And I went out on a limb with some, well, when we bought the Wisconsin campus for the university, I went out on a limb and was stretched financially, didn't know which way was up, and he was enormously successful financially. And I got a call late one night. You know how you get those late calls and you go, you act like you were asleep? Well, I was beside myself with all the problems, money problems facing me with this project I had gotten into with the campus. I go, oh. And he goes, oh, sorry to wake you, Bob. I said, I wasn't asleep. And he says, well, I haven't been able to sleep either because I've been thinking about you. I said, yeah. He said, what have you? Why are you awake? I said, I've been worrying. He says, that's exactly what I've been awake with, is I know about the pressure you're under, and I've been trying to think of what I could do, and I realized I could loan you some money. Wow. I started crying and sobbing. Next thing I know, he's funded our building at the campus we currently call Hill House, which we will be calling after his name, my dear, dear, dear friend, Stan Smith, and it will be known as Smith House because he loaned us all the money for it and ended up forgiving it to us. And so you never know when it's going to come back and how it's going to come back. You give to get, but you don't give because you're going to get. You give because you know it's going to come back. And like we know from our AA4S Advantage for Sales program, activity begets results. You do it just because it's right. You do it because you know it's going to come back. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio. We are launching our book February 18th for the the Heart of the Fight book launch. It's called The Heart of the Fight, 15 Common Fights, what they mean and how they can bring you closer. It's officially out February 1st. We'd love to have you pick it up on Amazon now. Join us here at, where is the event going to be on the 18th of February, the book launch? I don't know where it's going to be. It's not going to be at the office. Email George at george@rightliving.com or call the office to sign up for the party. It's going to be somewhere cool. We'd love to have you join us, and our next foundations training will be the weekend of March 11th to 13th. You can join us tonight for the Wonders of Intentional Networking. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright. Remember, personal power, energize your life, and ignite your world.